having time to get married. So he's probably one of the, he and Jason Kennedy are probably the most eligible bachelors on the hill.
Well, I was going to say thank you for that warm introduction, Gloria, but well, thank you for inviting me literally several months ago before we knew we were going to have a federal election campaign. First of all, let me thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. The pro-life movement, the defending of life from conception to natural death, is in my mind the biggest civil rights, human rights, actual issue that is still unmet in our Western society today. And it is sad that our society has in many ways gone away from what was once a very proud principle that we fought. So let me say, as an elected representative member of Parliament, congratulate each and every one of you for doing your part to help protect the life of the unborn. Now I'm here today not just to give greetings and thank you and then thank everyone who's worked here and brought this to Humble, but also to be a bit of encouragement. Starting particularly in the 1960s in Canada, we in the pro-life movement began to lose an awful lot of battles. And we lost everything. These last couple years, even though we are still not winning quite the way we want to, we stopped the losing. We actually had a couple small, emphasis on small, but small and real victories. And I'm sure a lot of you followed the debate on the euthanasia legislation in the House of Commons. The surprise wasn't that it went down to defeat, which it did. And many of you worked on that and were engaged in it. I think what surprised everyone is that it went down to a resounding defeat. It was defeated by, in English Canada, almost all members of Parliament outside of Quebec voted against it. Even MPs who would not generally be considered sympathetic to the cause understood just what an absolute disaster this piece of legislation was. That was an absolute victory. In Quebec, we still need to do quite a bit of work. For the other nine provinces, each of the other nine provinces, it was almost unanimous. A couple other things I want to bring up, you know, that you should know about. In the House of Commons, we don't just vote on legislation. Sometimes we vote on things that are known as supply motions or opposition days. Motions of intent, you can do it through backbenches, etc., to say what the will is of the House of Commons. Now, there was one gentleman, Mr. Bob Ray, a member of Parliament from Toronto, decided it would be a good idea to reaffirm Canada's unequivocal support as a country for abortion basically anytime, anywhere. He worded it with some things to do with foreign affairs and things of that nature, but basically that's the essence of what it was. That abortion should just be legal and that unborn human life has no value. That vote went down to defeat in the House of Commons. And that was significant because if you look at the wording of the legislation and the way the members of Parliament voted, the majority of the members of Parliament in Canada believe that the unborn has at least some value. Now, I do not think the majority are of a perspective that they have the immense worth that you and I believe, that it's got the same worth, but they said, hang in there. It's not worthless. There is something there. And this is the first time since the 1960s that there have been a majority of members of Parliament who have said no. We're not quite sure totally what the value of unborn human life is. But it does have some value. It's not just something to be completely dismissed. And that's significant. And that's one of the reasons the media didn't talk about it. It's one of the reasons why when the vote went down and the other side realized they were losing the vote in the House of Commons, there was some very angry looks because they understood that the majority of people's representatives said, yes, that is human life with at least some value. And that's very significant. Now, I also want to thank every one of you who signed some of the petitions to defund Planned Parenthood. Is there anyone here in the room who signed the petition to defund? Okay? I want to thank you very much. Now, my office was involved in spearheading that along with a few other things, and I had many members of Parliament help it. Let me tell you, I cannot tell you specifically how we used it, but those petitions were very, very useful, and they were part of what we used to define Planned Parenthood. Because it has been an absolute disgrace that that several others like it have been receiving one penny of Canadian taxpayers' dollars. Now, you should know they're still trying to get their snout back in the public trough so that they can go do it. And so there's going to be a lot of vigilance and pressure. And if you or in your groups hear anything, please help us as members of Parliament, because we're going to be on the lookout as they try to get in there. I've got reports that they're trying again to get grants. And again, we will be pushing back from the other side. And Maureen, since this is an election, I should be able to do just a little bit of politicking. Just as an FYI, anyone who lives in my riding, my new Democrat opponent, and the Liberal to a little bit degree too, is noting that I was opposed to Planned Parenthood. You can take that to the bank. You better believe I'm opposed to Planned Parenthood. Them for advertising for this. I don't need to do it for myself. But thank you again for each and one of your efforts. Keep pressure up in Saskatchewan at the federal level. We are in very good shape on this issue. We still have some work to do with the Prime Minister and other members of the government. And of the provincial government, a lot of MLAs know what the right thing is to do in their hearts. They just have to be motivated to a little bit more action and a little less thinking about the issue. Because they know what to do. So keep up the pressure. Don't be shy. This is a fundamental human right. The basic thing that government should do is to protect liberty, to protect property, and to protect life. That is our duty as government and representatives of broader society. Hold us to account on that. I thank you again, each and every one of you, for your work and commitment to this issue.
Pro-life, Quaker Bath, Shelf, and items.